If you know anything about a 1968 Plymouth Roadrunner, a 68 Dodge Charger 440, or a 1971 Plymouth Barracuda, well, this is the show for you. Today we visit K&N Filters, the world's leading manufacturer of washable performance air intake systems. Since 1969, K&N has been perfecting the reusable high-flow cotton air filter they created, and today their iconic logo can be seen at car events around the globe, including NASCAR, the Sprint Car Series, and the NHRA Top Qualifier Series, as well as many others. So let's go inside and learn more about one of Riverside's top employers on this episode of Made in Riverside.
Hi, Greg.
Hey.
Welcome to K&N.
Hey,
glad you guys could make it out.
Really appreciate it.
Really excited to have Made in Riverside here.
Thank you.
We really want to show you all the different ins and outs of putting together an air filter. So,
and this is where it begins, right?
This is exactly where it begins. We're here in our pleating area, and as you can see behind us here, the raw material comes in. We have the screen and the cotton gauze that makes up our air filters. And then in front of us here, we have a pleating station. And what we're doing right here is we have two layers of screen, one on each side, and we have four layers of cotton, so it's a four-ply cotton filter. And as it goes through this pleating head here, it takes and it sets the pleat at a specific height. We have probably 2,000 different iterations of pleat packs that we make for all of the thousands of air filters that we make, right?
Now, you talked about the cotton.
Yes.
Why is cotton so significant for K&N, and what's in between that and the competitors out there?
Well, most of the competitors use basically cellulose, paper elements, right? What's good about cotton is it's washable and reusable. It's a lifetime filter. You buy it once, you service it, you wash it, you put it back in your vehicle. Doesn't go in the landfill. We're able to get a million miles out of the filter, right? But it gives you tremendous airflow, performance increase, and sometimes you get a slight fuel economy increase. So all those are good things.
So good for the environment and the car.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, like I said here, we have the pleating head, which actually then forms the pleat, right? So we have a specific height pleat here. It's about 7/8 of an inch, right? And it moves down here, and as it goes through, it goes to what's a slitting operation. It compresses the pleat pack, and then it slits the roll into the width that we need to cut them to length over there in what we call pleat pack, which we'll see later in the show.
Now, you have different size pleats.
Yes, absolutely. We have different height pleats based on the amount of airflow you need to get through the filter or how much dirt retention it needs to hold.
So, and the machine determines that how?
By the size of the teeth that are in that pleating machine. In the pleat height, it actually goes across and it pleats the material together as it folds it. Okay, Greg, let's go out in the shop now and check out where we just saw that pleated material across the street. It's where we put all our filters together.
Let's go.
Good deal. Well, Greg, what we have here is what we call a roll-up. This is what came off the pleated machine you saw across the street. And this is a co-pleated. It's got screen on each side. It's really just aluminum powder-coated screen like you'd have on your screens on your window. Very, very durable. And four layers of cotton gauze material. The cotton gauze that's in the middle between the co-pleated screen is the actual filtration media. That's what stops the dirt. And that's what gives you such airflow potential is the dry cotton media.
And this is a secret to K&N success.
That
right
is
here.
The secret to K&N success. K&N filters were invented in 1969 by Ken and Norm, K&N.
Right.
And they were using them on motorcycles that they rented on the beach. And after a day, the filters would be plugged up, the engines would stop running. So they had to come up with a way to wash filters, reuse them. They couldn't take and put brand new filters on them every day. So that's where they invented the K&N filter, and it's just expanded from there.
And how many of these is K&N producing? A month, a year?
Well, I mean, over the course of a year, we make 2 million filters.
2 million filters, wow, that's a lot of filters.
Over 2 million air filters last year we sold to the general public, and the cars that are driving down the road today, we have at least around 5% coverage. In other words, every vehicle you see on the street, 5% of them have a K&N filter on them. And we take, of those vehicles, we have a direct fit filter for 98% of the vehicles on the road today. Greg, over here in this operation, this is where the workers take and they actually count the amount of pleats are going to go in a filter. So what she's doing is she's counting the specific amount of pleats.
Okay.
Once she's done with that, she'll take and shear it to length, right? Once she gets enough of them built up, they'll come over here and they do what we call scrunching, okay? And she takes and pulls it and sets it. And that's how compressed we want that filter when they take and put it into the mold to make a filter, right?
So when you set it in there, that's the size it's going to be. It's not going to expand at all?
That's correct. The operator over there may take and expand it slightly to make it fit the mold appropriately. Okay. But after she's done this operation, then you see here where they're putting the clip on the filter and they're crimping the filter and making it one piece. And that's what seals the pleat pack into a round sealed element so it won't leak any contaminants past it. They will put the things into boxes. It'll get put away in our three-story pick module behind us. Okay. And then when the system needs to build a filter, it'll pick that material and bring it down to one of the urethane carousels. So why don't we go see how we put filters together?
Let's do it.
We're right now at a urethane carousel. We call these machines carousel. This is a 12-station carousel. And we make all the equipment and we make all the tooling here on site. We design everything ourselves. You could pay someone to make the equipment, but in the way of design, it's pretty much up to us how we want our filters to be made.
So filters are made here.
Mm-hmm.
The molds are made here.
Yes,
the equipment that everything is on is made right here.
That's right.
On site.
Yes, sir. Designed and made. What you see here is where they're injecting the urethane right into the cavity of the mold, right? And what they'll do is once the urethane is in there, they're setting the pleated material down into the mold. And once that's done, you see it's already gone around once and it's got the urethane on the top side.
Right.
Now he's getting ready to do that operation of what you saw him load.
Okay.
So we never lose a rotation. So each mold takes a specific amount of urethane. Each mold must run at a specific temperature so it cures at the right rate. And so he'll load it here. You have a woman over here that's unloading a filter that's finished, and then you have a trimmer. And so they're inspecting the filter and they're trimming any of the flashing off the filter.
And from here, where does it go?
Well, once it's trimmed and inspected, it will go back into a tote, and our business management system will run it all through the plant to its next station that it's needed. It'll go from here over to our oiling station to where they put the tackifier or the oil on the filter media itself. Greg, we've got another carousel here. I know we said we were going to go over to the oiling station, but this is a panel carousel. And what differs from the one we were just watching is that was a round or an open pour type. If you notice, they shot urethane down in a mold and set the pleat pack down in it, right? Well, on these are actual cavity molds that you put the pleat pack exactly at the right amount of count into these combs. You see this gentleman here is lubing it up.
Correct.
He's making sure there's no debris in the mold. And he'll set a pleat pack there. The mold comes down with 2,000 pounds of force. And then it injects urethane, a specific amount again, to the size of the cavity in the mold, right? And that will take, and it injects it, it pulls it out, and these molds are heated again, just like the other carousel, that each one has a different temperature that it has to cure at because of the amount of material, right? It'll take and hold it together with all that force until it gets two-thirds of the way around over here. It'll open up, and that's when they'll unload it, inspect it, cut all the flashing off, and put it in a tote, let BMS take it away over to the oiling station.
And these filters here are cut exactly.
The pleat packs are cut exactly. This is the type of filter you would put in your over-the-road passenger car or over-the-road truck. It's just a drop-in replacement-type performance filter.
All right, so what do we have going on here?
Okay, Greg, we're now at the oiling station. The oil is the most critical part of our filter, okay? It is what's called a tackifier, and it makes the cotton gauze attract dirt, okay? And what we need to happen when the filter's in operation is that it attracts this dirt, then the oil migrates through the dirt, and it actually makes the filter bigger than the cotton gauze, okay? And then the dirt then can stick to the dirt itself. So that's how our filtration efficiency gets better and better, even with extremely high airflow, okay? So this station here, what she's doing is applying the specific amount of oil that's necessary for that cotton gauze pleated pleat pack. Every filter goes through our dirt filtration lab and gets an ISO 50-11 test, which is how they rate the efficiency of a filter, okay? And we run that on every product that we make to verify that it's within a tolerance, within the OE tolerance of what is necessary to protect the engine, okay? Again, you look at that, and it's just got this little band of oil on there, right? But that is the specific ounces of oil necessary to fully migrate. That filter will be completely red in 24 hours.
So you're gonna put this in, package it,
right?
Box it up,
yep.
And in a few hours, it'll be completely red.
It'll be completely red and ready to be used. And really, filters, we've been known to make filters in the morning and they're shipped in the afternoon, but they won't go into somebody's car at least for 24 hours. And we know it'll be fully migrated and it'll be prepared and ready for operation.
Now, is that
patented K&N technology, or is that sort of standard for the industry?
Well, it's the standard of the industry for these types of filters.
Okay.
Yep. Greg, let's go upstairs and check out the pick module. It's where we store all the material and get it ready to go out for shipping.
Okay.
Okay.
We're heading upstairs where the magic happens.
So, Greg, we're on the second floor of our pick module here. If you notice, you've got shelving on both sides here, but you've got two stories of conveyors, and basically all of this is control of our business management system. It's a computer system that K&N, we can write to it, we can change it to, you know, fit our manufacturing process. It has all of our sales orders, it has all of our purchasing in it, it knows everything about the company. And this is how we can run efficiently and make just the right amount of filters, inventory just the right, and to get them to the customers as quickly as possible.
So you can track shipping, you can track sales, you know where employees are, you can tell how efficient this is. And this is all proprietary to K&N, is that
it
correct?
It is, that's correct, yes. And you mentioned that we can track employees. That's the other function that it has. Every employee clocks into BMS. It knows what operation, where they've worked. It knows how many hours they put into that specific function. So we can track their expertise, if you will, at each different position and put the appropriate person in the proper place so they can do the most quality work and be the most productive.
So this software takes care of everything.
It does. It does. All the way, again, from accounting, purchasing, every facet of your business. That's why business management system, BMS.
Right.
So we're really proud of it. It really has helped us be innovative and stay in California and be a manufacturer.
And be a lean manufacturer.
Exactly.
At that.
Yes, sir. Well, Greg, we finally landed in our shipping department.
Okay.
Basically, this is where all the orders come in, and you know, BMS tracks everything, right, from manufacturing. Well, they also track the shipping side. So this worker in the back here, he's got a WIP display in front of him that's showing him an order here that he's putting together for a customer. And the product comes down to him in the totes, and they'll take and stage this pallet, wrap it up, and move it across and ready to go out one of the dock doors and go and be shipped to the customer. On one of our top days, we'll ship as much as $1 million of product out of here in one day.
$1 million in one day.
In one day. And then if you look across the top, I know when they're panning around, there's a conveyor down here that goes down and goes into a UPS trailer. We fill two of those a day with single ship orders, and they repeat and bring back trailers twice a day to bring us two trailers a day to get all those orders out.
And those are shipped locally, worldwide?
Around the world. We have facilities in the UK. We have distributors all around the world, Australia, New Zealand, the Middle East, in Asia. We have distribution of worldwide.
But headquarters is where?
Riverside, California.
Right here in Riverside, California.
You know, Greg, we're kind of on top of the world here.
Yeah, we are.
From where Ken and Norm started in a one-car garage making air filters for their motorcycles, we've grown into this facility here. We're at 365,000 square feet just in this one building, and it's our main manufacturing and distribution center. We have over 13 buildings at this campus here in Riverside. We have 600 employees, over two shifts. Great employees in the city of Riverside, the county of Riverside. We really enjoy being here.
Well, we thank you for being on the show today. Impressive tour. Thanks for the opportunity to come out here and visit the facility. We hope we can come out again.
Absolutely. Anytime, Greg.
Hey, thanks.
You guys
appreciate
are always welcome.
All right. Thanks
you.
A lot.
You can always tell quality. The kind of quality that K&N has been manufacturing here in Riverside for almost 50 years. So the next time you're shopping for a high-performance air filter, the top of the line, buy local with K&N. I'm Greg Lee, and thanks for watching this episode of Made in Riverside. Okay, try it again.